What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I am joined by the whole cast and crew of Cursor, Messi, and Wabs. How's it going, all of you?
The whole crew's here. The gang's all here.
Hey, Wabs, I put you last place, so I was expecting you to be the last person to talk.
There was a half second of pause, and I was like, I'm feeling that silence. I'm taking this.
Wow, we've done this for a long time, haven't we, Wabs?
We really have. What about the
Cursor?
What
do you want to say? welcome, Cursor.
His initiative is from his recently refound GC2. That's what it is. Congratulations, Webs.
What do you mean refound? What do you mean refound? That's the first time I've ever gotten it.
I mean, you may have had it, I don't know, like 3-4 seasons ago, and I don't know what happened, internet thing, so.
The only time that I would have had a GC2 thing would be when it wasn't GC2 and it was just GC. Because I would have been GC2 MMR. But not GC2.
But like, I could have sworn both you and Ty were GC2 when you, Ty, and LeZero were grinding the Canadian League thing.
I think either I was high GC1 and never made it through to GC2. I'm just trying to remember because I can't remember ever seeing the GC2 logo. That felt like a first for me, so I'm assuming it's a first. Y'all probably know better than me, I'm not going to lie. But...
I mean, little do people know, but I have been in SSL this whole time, and I've just been pretending to be bad, all right?
What do you mean?
It has actually been my sister playing all the time that...
care to weigh in on this?
Yeah.
So, hi, I'm back. How is everyone? I am actually SSL? I try to be anyway?
Messi, okay, don't front Messi, because I've been using the account Messi for the longest time. Everyone who keeps saying, I banned myself from that tournament. You know that 15 and... All right, Messi, how's it going?
I am going okay, maybe. I don't know. Stuff's going, it's moving, and I'm hoping to move with it.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Okay. Hoping to move with that segment, I'd like to quickly just switch the thank our patrons. Yeah, that was totally smooth. Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Flux, Awesomeness, Caleb, Raz, Digital Toast, Paint, Rook, Your Boy Hunty, and Young Slug. Thank you very much for your continued support. Yeah, we're going to jump right into it. This is going to be a preview show for esports mostly, although there are some other tidbits we'd like to take up at the end. I hope that is good. All right. Messi's like hitting me with simulations of how the major is going to go. So that's where we'll start. all right. The first round is what we're talking about. Who do you think is making it through for the first round of the major? Let's start with Cursor. Cursor, you tell me.
What?
Make your own opinions, Cursor.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know what I did? Okay, I knew it. I knew. I put you on the spot. I'm sorry. Rude. I was just thinking, though. I feel like I never throw to you like the very first thing of the show, so I felt bad. I was like, listen, we got to throw. Why is my okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am very annoyed right now. Okay, just separately. Because I was giving a Rocket Science Fall Major preview that I put into the Google Doc, and it was not a Liquipedia article. And I'm very mad right now. Wabs, I just want you to know, okay? It has thrown everything off. I do not know what's going on.
Oh, that's a you problem. You want to know
what that is?
It's a skill diff.
I trusted you, okay? I was like, this is 100% a Liquipedia link. Why would he post anything else?
Take it to Manfield Knight. Discuss it there. Not here.
1v1 me, bro. 1v. okay. Now that I am aware of all of my capacities here, let's talk about who are the 8 teams that are making it through. And now I can use both this rocket science thing and Liquipedia to keep my sanity. Right now in the AI power rankings here.
Let me explain what this is, because it seems like you have no idea and did not listen. So
I didn't think it was hitting me this early. Okay, that's my point.
Yeah, neither did
I. This was like a thing that was going to happen naturally throughout the show, and instead you threw it at me right away, and I was not ready. Okay, just like when I play Rocket League, no warm up. All right, and then I'm Wabs is just losing MMR after MMR. Okay, Wabs, hit me with what this is.
Okay, so what this is something that I sent before Lizero started the show. And I talked about while I was sending it, and that's why I'm saying this is a him issue. This thing is a thing that I think it was Flux originally, maybe Ty, linked in our Discord esports discussion. It was Ty the first time. And what it is just somebody has made an AI to make predictions about the entire Fall Major based on everything we know about both individual players and teams and all of their prior history and everything like that. And through it, there are, a couple surprising things that some people might not expect, which is part of why I was like, oh, we could also throw to this as a fun little side note. But now I'm fully introducing it as a whole thing. So do we want to go through this, or do we want to actually go through our predictions and then come back to this as a how right were we according to the AI?
No, here's the thing.
I like that idea. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's go back.
My goodness.
Preview for the future.
It's not even my show anymore.
I mean, you asked, so.
But Wabs asked here. Let me
answer your question before I was continually interrupted, right? So the first 8. Yeah. The first 8, if we're getting back on track here, I'm just going to ramble through them because this is my prediction. This is what I believe to be true. Mm-hmm. I don't care if anyone thinks I'm wrong. You're wrong. No, you. It's going to be Gen G, version 1, G2, KCP, KC, Falcons, FaZe, and honestly, this one, people aren't going to expect this, but Team Secret. Because I've been kind of sleeping on them, but I did a little bit of vaunting, and I was like, I think Team Secret actually have a real shot at this, because it's pretty clear they've been grinding in the offseason. So, I'll just leave it at that.
Cursor, you're great at this, because 100% this is going to be the choice that's going to like turn out big, okay? Or it doesn't, but we won't remember it if it doesn't. And if it does, you'll be like, listen, I said it.
I will say this, though. SSG Falcons matchup, I feel like we're going to get into game 2. Falcons is going to be up 2-0. SSG is going to realize we're here. We kind of just, out of the blue, figured out our team dynamic, and then they're going to win it. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, not Falcons. I think SSG might actually win this. They're going to find their team dynamic down 2-0, going into the third game, and they're just going to blow them away. Just gonna blow them away. They're gonna be like, oh wait, we're clicking. It's like Lego blocks. Everything fits into place perfectly, and we're building this cute little house. And there's the big green flat Lego piece that you're building your house on. You got little flowers, sticking on the little pegs around it and everything. You got your little car, your little Lego people watering the flowers. Like it's all gonna line up. It's gonna look beautiful. They're just gonna win.
Okay,
nice.
So I have a couple things, a couple comments on your overall thing. Anything I don't mention here, I generally agree with. The first one I was going to say was that space SSG Falcons. You just rushed over that and had like no self-analysis criticism there until afterwards, which I do commend you, which is why I was like nodding along. but I wanted to really mention that because that is going to be an insane, like probably going to be an insane series, especially for day one, probably already played by the time you're listening to this, which is just crazy. Like the fact that this is a round one and it's SSG Falcons, like... nuts. That you could say is a finals match, and we'll find out if it is. So toss up there. I like the go up two and then find each other. They could also just fizzle out and do what the space station has historically done, not necessarily on the current roster. Yeah. And not and not have no ice, but no maybe ice. They do. Yep.
Nobody likes warm soda, bro.
Nobody likes warm soda. I don't care personally, but nobody likes warm soda. I almost want to say that space station goes down 2-0 in Swiss and then comes back out and makes it through through the bracket, but I'm not, you know, that's just a fun thing that I'm going to throw out. Another one that I wanted to mention was that you really quickly jumped over the phase Moist, which I don't disagree with, but I think that could have potential maybe. If Moist kind of comes back to form of the start of the season. Not really what we've been seeing too recently from them, but this one's more like it's gonna be FaZe. FaZe is gonna win this, but FaZe is gonna win this. But
you realize like, you know, these waters are kind of choppy. I want to stay in the kiddie pool where it's like warm and comfortable and there's no waves.
Over here. This one might be a game. That's part of why I'm pointing this out. It might be a game. Mm-hmm. But it's gonna go FaZe almost certainly.
To your point, Wabs, this is the red and the blue team, so they have very much main character energies.
They do have main character energies. Yeah.
If you know anything about Red versus Blue and Caboose, my man Caboose, you know.
Caboose. Wait, that's amazing. Sorry, that's amazing. Wabs, you're gonna say your list, or were you just gonna?
I have one more, and then the list is pretty much done for me because otherwise, I agree with Cursor.
Cursor is a pretty good list.
Yeah, you did focus on the Team Liquid Secret. I think Liquid takes it. Secret gives a chance. I'm not sure about that one, but the V1 Oxygen. It's not Quadrant. Sorry, I saw the logo and for some reason thought Oxygen. V1 Quadrant. Okay, I kind of want to have a bit of a discussion here with this one because. Yeah. This is a toss up between two teams that are inconsistent, and kind of both be low level teams. tell me how they're consistent. Tell me how either of them are consistent.
Let them finish. Come on, finish your thought.
Me or Messi?
He was just like moaning into his mic with whatever food he's eating over there. Uh-huh. You had a clear, concise thought that was rudely interrupted. Sheesh. My goodness, you children.
I really like V1. I'm not going to lie. I like V1 as a team. I think that they're amazing. But I don't know because like Quadrant is a team that I really think should do well and I really want them to do well and they have such high pop-off potential. They're generally a what's it called? Swiss team, no? Like, they do well in Swiss. Am I wrong about that? I might be wrong about that.
No, you said it. It's now true. Okay,
that's no, I'm checking. I'm checking. Don't worry.
They went out 13th in the original three.
Yeah, they're not. Okay. I might take this back.
Cushion your fall here with, I mean, you want to support them not only because you like them, but also Buttery Hotness is over there, and, like, Buttery's pretty awesome. So I see multiple reasons as to why you want to vote for root for Quadrant in this one. But allow me, my counterpoint is that, V1's V1, right? We got Top Right Tommy, right? We got, you know, we got Calm, the menace, the legend out here who is literally a driving sledgehammer, right? Like, he's a sledgehammer on wheels, right? Who's there going to be to play against if Calm just removes all the players from the field? Like,
this is what I was about to say.
Tommy could just sit there and Beast Mode could just sit in free play
the whole day. Okay. But it depends on how EU plays against demos, specifically the V1 demo game. That I think is going to be the whole deciding factor of this series. Because that's EU generally. There's no real massive, like, hey, we just have a pure demo or somebody that's just physical. That doesn't really exist in EU, and it's so like 1v1 focused. But that's what V1 is. That's what they're so good at. That's why Calm got the record against NRG like last tournament. So
I'm sorry, who was that against again? I couldn't hear you. My headset messed up.
No. Stop.
who was that team? I'm sorry. What was there? Like 3 world champions on that team? What happened?
Who? Wait, who? What? I don't know what team that is. They're not here, so I don't know what team that is.
They were demoed off the field. I can't see their tags anymore.
Yeah, they're not here. I don't know who they are. what I say that this goes down to, and part of why I focus so much on this match specifically, is that if EU actually genuinely knows how to play against demos, then Quadrant just wins. I think that V1 pretty much fizzles out in... honestly, just fizzles out in Swiss overall. But if EU doesn't know how to play against demos, and V1 figures out how to make it work against EU, if they kind of do know or have a different play style against it, at that point we have a very different conversation, and version one could honestly take the entire tournament.
To this point, Webs, do you think the like home, because it's in Rotterdam, like the EU kind of home field advantage, is that going to play buff? Any effect?
It always is a buff. It's a buff for sure.
It's the oxygen buff.
It's the oxygen buff.
More air over there, apparently.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
What was your thing?
Alrighty. I got the scores already for all of them.
Oh, okay. So. Went down for it.
Okay.
I'll give you the score lines that I think are going to happen too. Carmine Corn, James Cheese, Carmine, easy sweep.
I want to see James. I want to say JC, my boys, JC, take a game.
I see them taking a game, but not against Carmine Corn. Carmine Corn is just that good right now.
You're right. And I'm also a KC fan, and you know this, but. Yeah. It's also and JC.
Then, yeah. Sorry, JC. Anyway, Gen G 3-1 power. FaZe Clan, game 5 against Moist, 3-2.
You're saying it goes game 5? Okay.
I'm saying it goes game 5. Yeah, FaZe taken in 5. The Club and Pioneers was a close one for me, but I'm taking the Club over the Pioneers. They're stronger, more mechanical. They are them.
I'm glad you said that, though, because that was my unspoken thought. That's going to be a really, really close match.
Yeah, I got the Club taking that 3-2. Then Liquid and Secret. Call me crazy. I got Secret winning it in 5.
Really? You too?
I got Secret winning it in 5. Yeah. And then
Liquid's been playing so well. I don't know. Liquid's been playing so well.
Yeah, but Secret. They got Secrets we don't know about.
They do have Secrets we don't know about.
Wabbits doesn't know about the Liquid curse. That's what I got.
And then this is where my personal bias for the tournament comes in. I have Quadrant sweeping version 1.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be a sweep.
I have them sweeping version 1. It's happening.
All right. Off. If cash pops off, they're sweeping. But, you know, that's a big if, Messi.
He turned the big 2-1 the other day. He's popping off.
Okay.
All right. Then
I would G2. Say...
Yeah. That... Big 2-1 doesn't matter because they're in, Rotterdam. So...
True.
Yeah, that's a valid point right there.
Yeah. All right. The next matchup, G2 have just been looking so sloppy, man. Oxygen are taking them in 4.
Ooh.
G2 looks sloppy right now.
Okay. Are you basing this off of, what are you basing that off?
Joryu's home base buff. Joryu's is from the Netherlands. Free.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. What about the G2 sloppy, though? What are you basing that bit off?
I think he's just sloppy. We talked about NRG. That's what it is.
Nah, G2 just like looks sloppy in general.
Yeah.
Like they made it through, and they looked a little bit better in the third regional, but I don't think it's enough to carry enough momentum into the major in the first round anyway. But they'll do better as it goes. At least I hope so. For their sake, but
so you're saying out early, but make the comeback, probably get to top. Do you think they're making top 8? I'll say it like that. No,
I have them going out in round 4 of Swiss.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
but at least they win a game.
They win one series.
They win one series. Just like Envy did in the last fall major.
Ooh. Ooh. Totally no reference at all to the fact that Atomic was once on Envy. No, never.
Nah. How much are you talking about? And then Falcons take it in five against SSG. Falcons are they're that team. They clutched up against Rule 1. They made it here. Mm-hmm. And they're going to try to get that W.
All right.
I think it's a good point. Unless, actually, do either of you have anything you want to say about Messi's picks before I kind of keep moving here?
I do have one, actually, if I may. Mm-hmm. I'm a little... I don't know how to... I don't think... How do I put this? I don't think there's enough focus on possibly James Cheese coming in with the best land mentality that's been ever seen, as well as supporting what you were saying for V1 and Quadrant, where they're not really a land team. They have a land boy on there, but they're not really a land team. There's going to be some first-time jitters in there for somebody, and that could definitely alter their playstyle for sure.
Man. But
even though I also picked Gen G because I love Appjack, I think Nolly's insane. Chronic is just proven. But Power's kind of been doing some things. So I don't want to completely count them out like, nah, it's done. Gen G. Like, yeah, I think Gen G have this.
Oh, yeah. I gave Power a game because Power...
I'll give them two. I think they're coming here with the mentality most teams don't have right now.
Because Power, they look down and out after the first regional going out of eighth. They look down and out. And then they get back-to-back wins in the next two. So but
they did make it, unlike some other teams. They did make it.
Yeah, they made it. As the they make it as the first seed or the second seed? I don't know. Did they? Let me check. I feel dumb. They made it through as the second seed by 2 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so not just bad. Barely.
They're coming in definitely like feeling a lot better than Pioneers will. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll help them out.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to get like I'm going to say my choices, but I want to get into these AI power rankings. Wabs, do you know if this is taking into account what the first threat, like the first game at all, like into account for these?
What do you mean the first game?
Like the who they're matched up against in Swiss?
Power rankings. Yes, from what I remember, this played a million different versions of it, and that's what your percentile thing is. Okay, if you scroll down.
So I'm gonna say what it is, and then I'm gonna say like what I'm switching out, like what I think is gonna be different from what it's giving. Is that fair?
Sure.
So here, their power rankings from Rocket Science are FaZe Clan, G2 Esports. Oh, sorry, this is in order from date.
Okay, let me explain that bit. Okay. Right, this is most likely to win. This is the power rankings in terms of coming first place specifically. It's not necessarily a ranking system of each of the teams. It's just who's most likely to hit first.
Win. Right. Interesting. So that might not necessarily... That's an interesting choice because it might not necessarily mean who you expect most likely to make it past Swiss. Right.
Yeah, if you want to see who's likely to make it past Swiss, then scroll down a little bit to about 3/4 of the way through, and you'll find a big graph with a whole bunch of percentiles, and it'll show you your top eights, the percent that they make it top eight, top like.
So some teams might be more favored, like in certain calculations.
Mm-hmm. Like FaZe, who's the highest ranking here, has a 99.1% chance to make it to top 14, so to win their at least one match of their Swiss rounds. And 25% to make it to first place.
Okay, I'll go over the power rankings, but I'll because I'm using this to kind of to help with getting
linked
my
in the description by the way.
Me top eight. Yes, all the links in the description, both to Liquipedia and to this one. So FaZe, from 1 to 8 here, it's FaZe Clan, G2 Esports, Karma Corp, Space Station Gaming, Gen G, Version 1, Oxygen, Team Liquid. From this, I would swap out Team Liquid and G2 and put Falcons and Moist for making it through. That would be kind of my, like the big teams I'm thinking kind of going into this tournament, that I think will do well. I think there's something about some of those players that I feel in like bigger tournaments. I don't know if it's necessarily bigger tournaments, but it's, It's I feel like you need some experience to succeed at these lands, and I think they have it. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. All right. I feel like some people are. I don't know. I'm wondering about the G2 thing here, because we've we've been saying like G2, you know, pretty low podcast predictions for G2 overall. What would their bracket even look like?
They're not going to choke. Is that what you're saying? It's not.
I honestly don't think they will. I think they have a genuinely good chance.
The curse is over.
I think that the curse is still there. In other words, there's no way that they win. but I don't see them going out and like going lower than 8. And I'm not sure if that's fair. It might, I don't know. I put G2 in an 8 to 12th spot, I think, somewhere in there. Or not 8. What is that? 4 to 12? Mm-hmm. Like they make it either 2 quarters or they don't, and it's going to be very, very close to in that final Swiss match. I don't know. And the way that they do that is like they either get there in 3, they make it through Swiss immediately and then just don't win the next game in the bracket, or they probably don't make it at all. And that's kind of how I feel about G2.
And like, remember, with these predictions being predictions for who's going to win it, like these teams that are 9th through 16th, there's a pretty good chance that some of them will make it through Swiss, right? Like I think that that's where the power rankings are probably I should have put them at the end of the show. I'm sorry. I think it does kind of make for an interesting talking point where we feel like G2 won't show up. And then because we say, you know, of course that's when they'll do really well. Okay. Any more kind of thoughts when it comes to this, these first rounds making out of Swiss? Is there anything that we might be missing? Any stories we might be missing? Yeah.
I have one question, and this goes out to everybody. Specifically kind of Messi, because he's the one that mentioned this explicitly, but who do we think James Cheese beats? Whether it's full series or a match.
Ooh. Who do you think they can beat?
Yeah.
I'd say the weakest team besides them right now that's here, more than likely would be either Secret or Pioneers. More likely than that.
Okay. It's kind of following along with the AI's thoughts.
Messi robot confirmed.
Messi's a robot. Messi's a robot.
That's how he hit SSL. I thought you guys knew.
But realistically, if you look at the way that Secret and Pioneers are coming into this major, they're not coming in with the best of, like, you know, they're not coming in with a win. Put it that way. Yeah. Secret had to go to a tiebreaker. Pioneers lost 2 back-to-back grand finals to Power. So, like, they're not feeling great. And James Cheese are feeling amazing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
they can probably capitalize on that if they face either one of those teams, more than likely in round 3.
I also, want to just make sure that everybody knows this. James Cheese is virtuoso realizing Kami. And
yes,
that is like a lot of reputable names. And we've been talking about them throughout. So, you know, hopefully that has been said.
Virtuoso was the OG demoer.
Yeah. Like 2 very historic names in Kami and virtuoso, and realize who, you know, we on this podcast, at least for the past 2-3 years, have just been like in love with, because Realize seems to be just this amazing we just love him. So I want to really like put that out and make sure that people know that I don't want to sleep on James Cheese at all. I think if you put them in any other region, then they're going to be pretty close to the upper echelons of the region being competitive. I'm just slightly hesitant to make a statement on the world stage. That's where I'm at.
That's very fair. Okay, I think we can continue on here with predictions kind of going into the next round. Messi, how did you want to do this? Because I know you want to go through a bunch of these like predictions throughout the whole tournament here.
Yeah, what I did is I filled out like the entire like spreadsheet myself and put in individual scores. So I have all my predictions set. And it's a lot, actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know. I want to make sure that we can follow it on the podcast, but I'm down to hear what your full bracket spread, everything. Maybe some major points.
So I'll just rattle off the scores like fast, I guess. Like slightly explain each one.
Do it for the top eight, because I want to see what your like just your top eight bracket.
My top eight, my playoffs, my playoff bracket?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I want to see what you're putting in here.
In my playoff bracket, in order from 1 to 8, I had Carmine Core first. Mm-hmm. Genji, Falcons, FaZe Clan, Quadrant, Liquid, Moist, and V1. Those are my top eight.
That's your top eight?
That's my top eight. In that order. That's how they make it.
Wow. Wabs is a loss for words.
Man. I kind of am at a loss for words. The fact that you have Moist and Quadrant and...
Every EU team except Oxygen.
Yeah, we're sleeping on Quadrant. 100% we're sleeping on Quadrant, though. To miss this point.
My 9-16... No, I don't think that we're sleeping on Quadrant. I personally love Quadrant as a team, and I root for them in pretty much any game that isn't like James Cheese and Carmine Core. that's just what I'll be doing. Like, I really like Quadrant. I have always been a Cash fanboy.
Yeah. So for reference, the path that I had Quadrant take to make it to the top 8, 3-0 V1. 1-3 to Falcons, 3-2 Power, 3-2 Liquid, and that's how they make it. So they squeeze by in 2 game 5s.
All right,
Power and Liquid.
I don't even know if they beat Liquid. And part of why I'm saying this is that, like, I say I don't know in a very I genuinely do not know, because, like I said before, it relies on a cash pop off, and that is a coin toss.
You also like got to keep in mind that he has 2 vets on his team.
He does have 2 vets. That's a good thing to know, especially
it's reminiscent of Daniel last season in the Winter Major when SSG did really well and it was his first major, where he had 2 like people who have been in the scene for a while surrounding him and giving him that support that he needed.
But wasn't Daniel like pretty consistently popping off in the regionals before that?
Yes.
That's not the case with Cash. Cash is either he's on or he's off, and sometimes Relayne Wave and EXO can, you know, carry that and go through and make it work. Not even necessarily carry, but like make it work. But I'm saying that Cash has to pop off. Like, he has to be pretty much near his best, genuinely playing really, really well for him to make this team work in a top 8 worlds scene.
And he will.
And I think it's possible. I genuinely think it's possible, but that's a coin toss that I don't want to make.
All right, so you're going to be even more shocked when you hear my top 8 results.
Okay, all right.
They're going top 2.
So, Carmine Core versus Virgin 1. Carmine Core win that every day of the week, 4-2. Mm-hmm. They're just that good. Mm-hmm. FaZe Clan versus Quadrant. Quadrant winning game 7.
okay. Yep.
EU buff. Yeah.
Gen G beat Moist in 5.
Yep, I'll agree with that one.
Falcons sweep Liquid. Yes.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Semifinals, woo! All right. Quadrant beat Carbine Corp in game 7.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm sure. I'm
okay. Uh-huh.
Gen G beat Falcons in 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's more realistic.
I think I agree with that one.
And then in the grand final between Quadrant and Gen G, Quadrant went in a 3rd game 7.
Okay. All right.
That is a bracket, dude.
That is if that happens, like, you just predicted the impossible.
I believe. They'll beat arguably the 2 best teams in NA and EU outside of Gen G, and then in the final they'll beat Gen G. They'll beat the 2 1-seeds. To keep in mind, a 1-seed has never won a major since the new format was put into place. So,
I don't think I've ever heard somebody speak with more copium in my life.
Listen, it's not copium; it's hopium.
All right, I'm hoping.
All right.
But I just back watch it, man. You got a world champ on that team, man.
Happened to that team with three world champs?
Hey, all you need is one. Three's too much.
He's now renouncing his colors, so to speak. he is playing for the other team now.
Three's a crowd, okay?
He's learned the error of his ways and realized, dang, all of my Rocket League gangs in one pitch, and it didn't pair out for me, man. It just didn't pair out, man.
I'm putting all my eggs into a different basket now. Maybe Lando Norris buff.
Picked them all up and just moved them to one other basket.
Yep. Exactly what I did.
Wait, so that's where the rest of the eggs went. If you looked at the new map in Season 9 that dropped today, there's like half the eggs in the stadium. You took all the eggs?
You stole them.
I took the eggs.
Thief. Egg thief. How dare egg. You?
The quadrant logo's yellow, and egg yolks are yellow. So. It works. Okay.
There's some Chernobyl eggs out there.
Bruh. Wait, can I make them green then? Or like a lime green?
Yeah. Green eggs and ham.
Oh damn.
But
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and for those of you that didn't know, Lando Norris will be on the desk on Saturday for the major, so no bias.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love that.
So, Quadrant will want to make it there so they can show up for good old Lando Norris and take the W. It's gonna happen, right? It's just gonna happen.
I mean, it could. I'm not doubting you here.
I'm doubting,
but there are some bold predictions. You know what I mean? Listen, you know, if I give you the boring, like most, like vanilla predictions, I'm not saying the rest of the cast does. Okay, we have some good choices here. I will say though, I wouldn't be surprised. I would be surprised.
I gave you vanilla.
I wouldn't be surprised in case they do win, and then I look good. Okay, that's what.
You know, here's what I did. I gave you vanilla predictions with one big giant screw in the middle of it. There you go.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Because every piece.
Because every other team, you're like, yeah. And you see Quadrant, you're like, oh.
I'm still not sure about the Falcons, though. That's my one hang-up. I'm not sure about Falcons.
Nah, they clutched up. They clutched up against Real One. They'll clutch up here. They'll make top four.
I also think you might be undervaluing SSG, but, you know, that's just a me thing.
Nah. LJ, smell J. Right? I don't want to hear it. LJ, if you're hearing this, overrated, man. You should have stayed on Oxygen with Gimmick. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my goodness.
While
you're on that thought process, if I may, I find it strange that they used to be the demo powerhouse team, but A, no longer have Rettles. Weird. Mm-hmm. And B, version 1's better at it?
Version 1 was kind of always better at it, though. Let's be...
SSG... there was kind of a time when version 1 were still finding their footing.
Yes.
Before they became a dominant, like, top 6, top 4 team in NA. And, like, SSG was just demoing everybody. Embodying everybody. Like, let's not forget, I think the season where SSG were slotted to potentially win, I think V1 was, like, 8th?
No, yeah, V1 was a mid-team at best. That was true. But yeah. They... Once V1 and Calm specifically, at least, really started to like pick up that play of just like taking SSG and taking what Rettles does and then just doing it kind of better in almost every way. Once that happened, and there was like a very clear moment of when that switched. I think it might have been when Calm really started to embody the villain role. What tournament was that? Was that like winter of last...
when he was like the villain, I think it was Spring Major where like he was getting good.
Major, yeah, last year.
Yeah, so the Winter Major before that, I think, is where it started.
So,
I might be wrong.
I'm really glad you brought up this whole thought process because I have something for this. I noticed this the other day. I thought you all might find this comical. So, going off my initial point and what Webs just said, is it not strange to you that now Rettles is on another team? SSG is no longer great at the demo game meta, and Reddles is playing ones again? Is it quite possible that Calm was like, yeah, I need to be better at demos, and Reddles was like, I need to play ones again, because for those of you that know, that's where Calm came from. So he's actually pretty good on his own. Reddles was like, I'm lacking. I'm going to play ones again. Mm-hmm. Calm's like, I'm just going to wipe you all off the field now. Reddles has shown me the light. I'm kind of wondering, just side question, what if they were on the same team?
I think it doesn't work.
What if they were on the same team with First Killer?
That's what I was going to say. I was going to be like, unless it's like First Killer, or I don't even think Daniel's enough there. Maybe, but I think it has to be First as like the only option.
Would that team blow this bracket out of the water? Would there even be competition?
No. Here's the thing. Turn back the clocks. Bring in 2020 Virtuoso onto that team. You got a team right there.
let's see how Virtuoso performs in this one, and then we'll decide whether or not we have
bring back M-Pog Virtuoso, the demo god. Put him on that team.
Like, oh, y'all thought you were good. Let me show you something.
You can't play.
You can't play, Momo. Wait,
isn't there another team who couldn't play? I'm forgetting the name, Webs. Do you remember who it was?
Oh, no. What's their...
I think it was like two consecutive minutes. Don't they all have like world champion titles or something? Like, I keep hinting back to this and throwing shade at Messi because, like, you know, maybe if that team could learn to play around demos... It'd be a whole different ballgame right now.
No, if a certain team didn't choke finals, that'd also be quite nice.
Oh, not just finals, grand finals of the world championship.
Yeah. Twice. Not once,
but twice.
Twice.
Yeah, we all know your team needs to learn to play around demos, and my team needs to work on their mental game. That's facts.
You see, my team already did the thing. They don't gotta worry no more.
What, they didn't make it?
No, they're doing worlds. They're good.
Yeah, that's true. They don't really have too much more to prove, except that, like, we can still do it? Question mark?
That they're heralded as the group of some of the greats of all time, so.
That's true. But oddly enough, without a title, G2 is still widely respected as one of the most well-put-together team styles to exist in all of Rocket League.
But James Vaughn and Jorby keep casting those games in person.
Listen, James, I love you both. You are fantastic casters and great content creators. But I swear, if you cast my G2 game again, we all have some tweets. We're going to have some tweets. I swear.
Yeah, because that's something that I figured out, which was hilarious that I mentioned at Worlds. I'm like, yo, they lost game 4 twice. Like, that was the only game they won in both Worlds that they got to the finals was game 4. That was the only game they won. And then James Vaughn and Jorby was casting both of them. You're like, oh.
Caster curse.
Every time, man.
Not even the casters saying something and cursing it, just like the casters are the curse.
The casters themselves.
It's like if you ever listen to like radio show personalities and they joke about like a celebrity dying. This is a real thing, by the way. You can look this up on the internet. And then like a celebrity dies and they're like, oh God, you jinxed them.
hey. What's that team that like? Well, that guy's it's got like three pink stripes. That's not here. They're supposedly to be good, right? Where are they?
Oh come on, let's lay off them.
Where are they at?
That was probably.
I'm trying to think about it.
It was probably like the biggest like World Series win in a long time because they were undisputed the best team in the world for. Like the majority, if not all, of COVID, and then they finally proved it at the first World Championship back. And now that they're struggling with stuff, you're gonna come on, man. That's a little low.
But at least they won Worlds.
Like I know you like to demo people as they spawn out a corner, but even that's a little low, bro.
No, I like to demo them as they're getting the boost.
It feels worse.
No. You know what? I demo them as they're getting the boost, and then I take the boost. And then I turn around and spawn demo them. That's how you do it.
That doesn't feel as bad, because you're demoing me like, hi, I took your boost as the first insult. But really, it's like, yeah, whatever, I'm spawning with boost. I still got boost.
No, but then I demo you as you're respawning that second time.
That's fine.
Okay. Wait, cursor for the... I was going to say, maybe now it would be a good time for us to... talk about who we actually think the rest of us think is going to win it. You guys down for that or no? We're just gonna, you know, just be like, okay, this is a messy projection and we're not even gonna try it. What are we thinking?
No, I think it's KC. No. And that's the boring pick that I'm gonna choose. And I will happily
choose. Is that a boring pick though?
Honestly, no, because no first seed has won a major. So
yep. That's kind of spicy. It's kind of spicy.
It is kind of spicy.
I think that KC can beat that first seed curse. I think it's happening.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. Cursor, what do you think?
James Cheese, hands down. No contest.
I want it. Yep. I want that more than the KC. This is the one time.
Any other team. Like I want James Cheese this major. I want James Cheese next major, because they're gonna make it. Just I'm calling it. This is prediction. Like this is like Minority Report levels. Like I'm guessing it before it's even gonna happen.
You want to do, they're gonna win both majors?
Oh. They're gonna win not just two majors.
All three?
Three majors, and then they might choke at World Champs.
They're gonna go out last at Worlds.
I wouldn't say last. Maybe like sixth.
They're gonna lose to Limitless from Sub-Saharan Africa. They're round three.
The crazy thing is, what if I'm right though?
Okay, so let me make one change.
How bonkers would that be, huh?
Let me make one problem with this this prediction.
Problem?
You're saying that James Cheese is gonna win each of these majors and then fizzle out in finals. I think they're gonna get picked up once they win this. And that's my prediction for it. And then we can't call them James Cheese.
It's funny you said that, because I just sent a DM to Lizio. Who may or may not have been saying, yeah, I've been offering them my $5 bit joke he did, and they've refused. Well, would you care to share with the cast, Lizio, what I've informed you on today?
Oh, yes. Our prime competition must have been listening. They're like, hey, this is a good enough.
It's not like they share the same color scheme.
Yeah. This seems oddly peculiar, you know. I know Chalkcast picked them up. There you go. It's no longer James Cheese. It's Chalk Cheese?
Question? It's still James Cheese, but they're like their sponsor.
Yeah, they're their sponsor now. So
Okay.
So it's not,
it's fun. It's good that someone picked them up. Like this might be it's just for the major, right? So I imagine probably still on the lookout for, potentially other suitors. That's a little more permanent, right?
Like, I absolutely love the take of James Cheese winning it all, but I see a higher chance of the Gremlins from OCE making a major than James Cheese winning a major.
Who are the Gremlins? Last I checked, that's a movie that came out well before you were born.
The Gremlins are CJ's favorite team in OCU.
Okay. I was about to reverse Uno card you and be like, you're too young, get out of here. You don't know that reference. Go away. too young, get off my show.
The Gremlins are goated. Cabo, Tonio, and Caleb, the goated.
Okay.
They are them.
Yeah, but James Cheese, though.
James Cheese.
Nah. James Higher Cheese. Chance of Gremlins making major than James Cheese.
Hey,
winning.
Look, I'm just saying that's my prediction. Now it's Lazaro's turn.
Yeah, I got V1, guys. This is, I know it's a little bit in my heart.
All right.
I'm going V1, okay?
Ooh, this is winning, it. I feel you're winning it. On enemy home. Soil. I like it.
On enemy soil? Yeah, that's how they would win, too. You know what I mean? They wouldn't win, like, at home, you know, where they should. They'd be like, nah, where no one expects us, this is our time to shine. I'm going V1.
Damn, that would actually fit the whole calm, villainous personality bit, too, where he could just sit there and be like, yeah, cheer me on. Everyone's like, bro, even though they won. Like, that's actually kind of perfect. That's a good story.
I would love that. I would love to see that.
There's
a whole bunch of great stories, I feel, going into this one. So I'm going to see that one. And we have Messies already, right?
Quadrant.
Don't slip on Quadrant. Okay. I'm hyped. The games start. Do they start this night, like when we're recording?
They start in 10 hours as of recording.
I believe they start tomorrow afternoon when all of us will probably be on.
7 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so depending, I will try to get this out as soon as possible, but I do work early tomorrow, so we'll see.
No. Wait until the end of the day. That way our predictions of the first round will have already been said and done, and everyone can immediately look at us and be like, wow, we're dumb.
For the uninformed, they will be doing the same thing that they did for Worlds for this major, where the entire playoff bracket is happening on the last day.
Oh, are they really? Okay.
I love that. I love that. That's going to be really tiresome for some teams, but I love that.
I don't got work, so I can watch it. Let's go.
Nice. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's the best feeling where there's something big happening. You're like, hey, I actually don't have to go into work today. No, that's amazing. Yeah. Okay. I think we can move on from the major here. Take a look at a couple other things. There is the new season. Some changes? Question mark.
Yep.
Who
there's else so this is what Messi and I were talking about, that I know some of y'all feel some type of way. I don't know. I draw a connection of like weird like bias and whatnot when people mention this stuff. Yeah, there was this time, you know, little fledgling platinum cursor when he first maybe diamond, might have been diamond, joined the ASAP community about 4 years ago, and they were like, "Oh, bro, you're on PC. That's you're on console. That sucks, because you know Xbox main." And getting to the change here, like when you played on console for years, you always had a little signet thing as your profile picture, so people knew you were on console. This came about this thing of people being like, oh, PC better, oh, console players are bad, this, that, and the other thing. It's like, bro, I could probably go, like, bring out at least 10, 20 console players that are better than half the PC players I know. And some of them are, like, top 100. It's like, I don't really see the bias here. Like, I don't get the point. You know what I mean? A little slower reaction time, this, that, the other thing. Like, yeah. But, like, at the end of the day, like, there are still people who can play better. So, like, I really don't think the platform of, like, the platform placebo is, like, that big, right? But one of their changes they did was they made it so they no longer have a Psionics little logo as their PFP, and now it's just a faceless silhouette picture. Just as it would be. Yeah, exactly. So it's, like, I think it's good. I like there's no more, like, forced identity norms based on your platform, like... Like, everybody's just a player, just trying to hit the ball, man. Like, I'm kind of down with that. Like, it's not a big update for me as it is for some. Like, oh, damn, I won't be able to tell if my teammates are console players and they're bad. I'm like, yeah, but, like, I just don't vibe with that. I think that's silly. I'm like, this should have been done years ago so we could stop having this weird conversation. Like, a change that they did make, though, that was pretty awesome, I do say myself, actually, I'm going to double check myself really, really quick just to make sure I don't screw this up. Mm-hmm. There was a change to... Where'd it go? I was just looking at it. I lost the page. I'm very sad now. Where'd it go?
To fill in the gap has been created. The new car, the Emperor, has a breakout hitbox. Yay!
Is it really?
Thank you. That's where I was going with this. So I had to double check myself.
Breakout.
We haven't had a breakout hitbox in, like, I think it's been years.
Years.
Yeah. Oh, I hope it's a good one. I really hope it's a good breakout hitbox. It's been so long.
And it's good.
I confirm we were actually legitimately clipping with it before the show.
This makes me so happy. This is going to be like me picking up the game and choosing one of the three cars that you can pick. It's like, Breakout looks the coolest. That's a Hot Wheels car to me.
I'm just waiting till we get to like Unreal Engine 5 and like they change everything about the hitboxes and we can finally just choose the cars we think are cool. You know, I think that's the thing. Or maybe I just have to be, you know, not, you have to open my mind and just be like,
wait,
time for Breakout.
Wait. Did you just say you're looking for one uniform hitbox?
One hitbox for every car?
No. Because I said that same thing, you, Wabs, and I, on a previous season release, maybe three seasons ago. Yeah. And you were like, nah, individualism hitboxes is like the way to be. Like, I could never see it being one hitbox.
I still want individual hitboxes.
What has made you change?
Wait,
why are you singing
a
different
tune
now?
I thought I said... Did I say I want the room?
Did I just hear you?
No, I think both are fine. I just think it'd be nice. It'd be nice if we had a million. It's either a million or one, okay? That's what
that
I'm saying.
It is what you
okay?
said before.
What I said before. I think I said what I said before when I said it. But I am okay with a million or one as long as I can just choose the car I like and not worry about it as much, you know? Although maybe the truth is, like, where I'm at right now, it's like, I can probably try out a breakout, you know, hitbox. That's fine.
It's time to try.
I can have fun with the game.
The thing is, okay, like, with me, with new cars, with the Rocket Pass, I'll have a honeymoon phase with them for about, I don't know, 3 hours. And then I'll
sounds about right, Messi. That sounds about
and then
right.
I go back to the Octane and Dominus. I'm like, yeah, this is more what I like.
I miss the Batmobile, okay?
When honestly, just like the only thing. Rocket Pass car that I actually used for more than a day was the potato car.
Which one was the potato car?
That was
remember the bus?
Nomad.
Remember the bus?
Nomad from, what was that? Season 5, I think it was?
Like 5 or 6, yeah. I used that one for like
beautiful
a week.
That was a good car. I still have a hip or a setup with it.
It was funny because I made a couple like new Rumble friends with it. They were like, yo, bro, you're popping off in that car. What are you doing? Like, how do you
it's the car. It's the car. It's the car.
I just played 1,000 hours in that car.
I'm like, this is it. This is what I'm meant to be. I'm potato shaped. The car is potato shaped. It's meant to be.
Jeez. Oh, boy. I'm just seeing, like, if you were a Twitch streamer, you would just wear, like, a potato hat. You just have a hat that looks like
I'd wear, like, a potato costume.
I was about to say, like, a whole bodysuit potato.
Potato bodysuit.
Cut out in the middle so your face could poke through and be like, sup, guys? I'm a potato.
When you lose a game, you're punished to eat mashed potatoes.
Sorry, punishment? Huh?
I'm punished to eat bland mashed potatoes with no seasoning.
No, but then, like, if you win a game, you get to, like, make some fine, like, you know. It's a fine mix with some.
Actually, I just eat a raw potato if I lose.
Oh, jeez.
That is tough.
Quite literally, yeah. The potato's tough.
I think it's a good setup. That's a good gimmick. I like it. I like that a lot. Okay, we have any other thoughts on this new season here?
I have one question, and this is for Cursor, going back to this, how you introduced this. Is there still a cross-platform play option in the settings of Rocket League?
To enable and disable? Yes, of course.
There is? Okay, good. Yes. I can still avoid specific people by pressing that button and unpressing it later.
Just trying to stir the pot.
It's the only way that you can have an avoid his teammate button, and sometimes you need that because some people are very mean.
Honestly, something I wish...
Yeah, that's facts.
Something I wish they'd implement, and I don't know if this is like... but this could be exploited if it gets implemented. If you block someone, you don't matchmake against them.
I don't hate avoid as teammate. I think that the way that Overwatch does is so pretty decent. But a full block is hard.
You're like, every time there's someone at the top of the scoreboard, block.
Yeah, right. And you're like trying to climb the boards, dude. Like,
running into comm, block.
No, the rule would have... No, you could do that. You could block anyone, but it would have to be like, there's a max like 10 per month, and then you're only allowed like 2 every other month. So you can like assemble a list of people you blocked, but if you're only using it on good players, then when you get the really like mean players, you can't actually block them.
I wouldn't hate having like a list. See, I think this is one of the few things that Overwatch genuinely does well. You have your avoid as teammate option, which is better than a straight up block option. And then it also has a maximum, like that list is capped out at 10. I think for Rocket League, it should probably be like 5 because you don't have teams of 5 on the thing. But that,
especially
having
that one session, you know, where you're always running into the same person.
Yep. You just like, get out, get me out. I don't want to play with this
person. And then you can get revenge
on
them.
Oh my God.
In the next game.
So allow me this, right? I agree. I think the avoid option from Overwatch is absolutely fantastic. What I do see them potentially doing, if they ever entertain this further than what we think they're doing now, that we have an option now for reporting players where it literally snapshots the chat log from the lobby, and those recordings are saved to their servers. They can go in, because you can report somebody for throwing, they will watch the replay, and if somebody's throwing, they're getting a temp ban. They can actually see everything that's done in the past games. So if that's the case, if you have all this recorded evidence that somebody was an absolute butthead to you, and you then want to, you know, avoid them as a teammate indefinitely, I don't really see there being an option or extending it longer or really ever putting a limit on how many people can be in that list But they would have to be very strict
to verify it,
about the criteria in order to allow you to do so, right? Like, you could probably apply for it a million times, just like throwing in support tickets. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll get answered right away or at all. But at least there's that option now, right? And if they do look at it and they do see, oh, yeah, that was pretty lame. Yeah, okay, we've granted your avoid player as teammate, and it'll be on that list for as long as you see fit, whether or not you remove it or otherwise. I think that'd be kind of cool.
I think
there's definitely people who just intentionally throw. They're tilted off the planet. Mm-hmm. Like, prime example, I was in a casual. I didn't give a crap earlier, but I was joking with Messi when we were hopping on today when I got home from work. And I was like, dude, please help. It's my first game on a new season casual. I was feeling fine. I was popping off. I scored a sweet double tap. Now it's 5-1. We have 17 seconds left. I've tried to forfeit like two times. These guys just, they won't even vote. I'm like, this is a loss, bro. Like, can we leave? Can we go next? I'm being held against my will.
Jailed.
Like, jailed. You know what I mean? And like, I know I'm not the only player that feels that way. I know y'all have felt that way sometimes, you know, especially in your ranked games too. Like, mm-hmm. I don't see a problem with that option. I really don't.
I think that a bit of a problem there is that you get into something that's like Dota 2's behavior score, which people don't like hate. It's not an awful system. But it is an immediately like cyclical thing and kind of recursive, where like at least like a behavior score is a bit easier of a way to implement it because you can just kind of automate it. But what that does toxic is that it's like, if you're below,
Well, wouldn't like toxic people then give you a bad score? Is that how
Works? Yeah, it puts toxic players together with other toxic players and people who aren't toxic against people who aren't toxic, or low behavior score, etc. But yeah,
if you want to get out, you have to do good. You have to be a decent human and get your rating up.
But the problem there is that that's impossible because you're playing with toxic people who are already inherently angry, so they're reporting you regardless.
I mean,
And that's what I mean by it gets recursive and cyclical.
Well, no. For that system to be implemented properly, the lower your score, right, mm-hmm. over time, the less your effect on the score can be.
Correct.
So the slightly nicer people in the terrible pools of toxic people
will
make it out eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, mm-hmm. to use the same game you were just referencing, Overwatch has this too.
Mm-hmm. Wait, do they? They have behavior scores?
Yes, they've had it for years now.
I actually didn't know that.
You have like the endorsement system, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's not behavior scores, is it? That's just XP, I thought.
It's positive.
No, it's the same. Yeah, yes. League of Legends also has this as well.
Positively.
Yeah, League of Legends also has this as well, but they also make it a bit more difficult. From what I've seen in the past when I was playing it and the update came through, they take away permissions in order to help reduce the outlets in which you have to be toxic. So you really
can't
only
be
can't ping the map. Like, you're banned from text chat while playing, like that kind of stuff. You have to earn those rights back. And I'm like, that actually works. Like, what's one way that pretty much all kids learn not to do stuff anymore? They get punished enough times. They're like, okay, I'm kind of tired of dealing with this. Okay, we're kind of tired with dealing with you. Are you going to change yourself? Okay, much better.
in some ways, it's nice because it's progressive discipline as well, right? Like,
exactly.
It's kind of like step by step. So it
enforces
it without being like, oh, no, you just can't play, right? Because, like, this is what happens, right? If someone can't play at all, right? Well, it's like, okay, well, I guess I'm not playing this game today, right? Like, that's what some people do. They'll just start. Okay.
It's true. Yeah, also, the cosmetics are pretty sweet. Y'all should check out the people say it every season, but
it's true every season.
This is probably the truest it's ever been because they've taken like a little slice from every previous like Rocket Pass season. And for those of you who have been playing throughout since the first Rocket Pass season, we'll see little bits from every season that they've taken stuff from and how it carried into this. There's also like several awesome intergalactic skins. There's a new Huntress skin called something else entirely you should check out. And it's not just outlines. Now it's like flames. It's pretty sweet. You know, they took their thing that they had when the Star of Ace arc map, the newer one came out, and they were like, oh, let's do a goal explosion that like changes the pitch. Now there's two of those.
Ooh, okay, okay.
And you can get them in different paints and stuff. And like, oh, man, there's lots of cool stuff.
Is Nomsy back? That's all I care about.
I don't know, man. I don't think Nomsy made a valiant return. As much as I agree with you and how awesome Nomsy is, I don't believe Nomsy made a return, unfortunately.
Thanks, Wayne, yeah.
Because, you know, Cobalt painted Nomsy, still best goal explosion ever. I want to get eaten by Cookie Monster. I don't run from it, I run towards it.
You don't have a choice.
I have a choice. They also made a little nod to us OG players, too, where they're like, oh, missed out on OG like Season 5 player banners, which back then, based on what your rewards were that season, you got a banner just like this season. That's kind of like the little connection they're drawing there. So for us older players, there are now two really, really well-detailed and like drawn-out dragon banners, one for the frost side and one for the fire side, because the whole theme now is Frostfire. Oh, that's so cool. It's this like age-old battle between a frost dragon and a fire dragon that takes place in the Forbidden Temple. Like, it's so cool. It's so awesome. I highly recommend.
I feel like you're describing Stratego to me. Ever play that board game? Anyway.
Oh, heck yeah. Of course.
Fun game. Actually, great. Great design for a simple board game. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think with this, is there any final things we want to talk about? I'll give the floor here. Messi, any final things you want to talk about? Oh, Messi's out. Cursor.
Let's think.
I don't know, you can't think, you don't have time. All right, Cursor.
So in the gap that you've created, there's like also several ice skins, and I really, this kind of threw me for a loop, right? I'm still stuck on this Rocket Pass thing. They did an absolutely bang-up job.
You know what? You're intriguing me that I'm going to actually Google what these look
like. How can you, just go in-game, bro. How can you make several different ice skins, make them all look awesome, but somehow different? And they're all animated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm very excited to look at
this. I'm actually mind-boggled by this. Like, the player frames, like, there's even a new concept here. They've tried a couple times, and it was really hit or miss. But there are literally wheels that is, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like one little water missile and, like, one little fire missile, and they intertwine them with each other. Like a yin and yang, and they rotate constantly, even while your car's not moving. Like, they look really cool. Like, I'll probably never use them, but just talking about where the design team's head is at right now, like, I love that they keep trying out new ideas. I don't necessarily agree with all of them, but some of them are, like, really, really cool. And it gives me a lot of hope for the future and the Unreal 5 release of Rocket League and the things they will be even more capable of doing when we get there. Which, by the way, there's a huge event going on right now. I don't know if everybody talked about it. I think we touched on it a little while back when the tweet went out. There was a rift from Fortnite in the Rocket League pitch, and the Octane disappeared through the rift, and it landed in Fortnite, and now there's all these cool creative mode maps where you can play as an Octane in Unreal Engine 5 because that's what Fortnite is on, and it looks pretty boss. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty clean.
Honestly, what's got me messed up about that is that they added rings in Fortnite faster than they did added rings in
Rocket League. Unreal, dude. Like, what? Yeah. Like, Psyonix, take a hint, man. Like, y'all are so close. So close to giving the community exactly what it wants, and they're never going to leave you.
To your point, Christopher, I was going to say real quick, I love the themed aspect of these new things. Like, if you can make everything really themed and not just be like, oh, here's like an arbitrary amount, but like have everything kind of with this theme, and then on top of it, like change the arenas constantly considering what theme you're currently on, I think that helps a lot. Little things.
By the way, that new really sweet decal I'm talking about, Flamestress. It's a Huntress. Ooh. It's called Flamestress. Tier 62, get in game tonight or whenever you can after listening to this podcast. Go peep that skin. It's fire. I hate to use an awful pun there, but it's fire. It is actually lit. I'm probably going to be maining the skin for a while.
Yeah. All right. I've collected my thoughts. I have my thoughts now.
Okay, go.
Brazil 2.0 was so close to happening. It was so close. So close. Portugal almost did it to Switzerland, but
Oh, we're talking World Cup now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You can listen to that on pre-show. Wabs, what? Any final things you want to say here?
No. I think I'm good. This was fun.
This is great. Sorry, Messi. Speaking of soccer, I do have to get to my game. So on the show here. But I'd like to thank all of you for being on. All of you were wonderful. This is a great preview. I enjoyed it. And your homework, should you choose to accept it, is since we did preview the major coming up here. Watch that major over the weekend. And come back to us next week where we, break it down.
I expect every game to have been watched.
Every single one.
Every
I expect
game, one every second.
Than I expect for myself. Anyway,
I expect even the ads. Looking at every single player's Twitter, every touch.
Hey, anyone going that listens to our podcast, please add us on Twitter and show us your awesome photos. We want to see all the cool things because unfortunately the cast cannot go this time around, and I don't believe any of us have friggin' passports to get there. So let us know. Show us the awesomeness. Show us the experience. We'd be down to see it.
I was in Amsterdam a couple months ago, but that's another time, another story.
Don't have the
with
time.
That, we'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Adios. Bye.
Later.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.